Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Real Weight Loss. This is episode 9, and today we're going to be talking about plateaus. But first, I'd like to send out a couple thank yous to listeners. First, thank you to those of you who have left reviews in iTunes and other podcast directories. Those reviews are extremely helpful because they give a little inside information to people who are just browsing around and may not know much about this podcast before they listen to it. I want to specifically respond to a comment that was left in iTunes a couple weeks ago. Skip wrote that he was pleased that this podcast has common sense information and doesn't propose any gimmicks or shortcuts. That's really awesome for me to hear because I believe that a lot of this information is common sense, and I'm trying to lay it all out in a way that reflects that. This also gives me an excuse to say, again, that there really aren't any gimmicks or shortcuts that work. There are no magic pills. It's so easy to get sucked into the marketing of those products or quick fix diets because we all wish so much that something could take away our extra weight magically. But at least for now, nothing like that actually exists. That's the truth of it, so you might as well move on and do something real. Secondly, thank you very, very much to those of you who have sent in donations. So far, I haven't really been asking for donations, but there is a PayPal button on the website where you can donate any amount that you like. This podcast is slowly getting more popular, which is great, but if that keeps up, at some point I'll have to start paying for hosting and bandwidth fees for it. And that's a little bit of a pain for me because I never wanted this to be something I had to pay for. Each episode takes actually a few hours of work to write, record, and post online, and I'm offering it for free. So that's the situation. Any donations are welcome and very appreciated. And thank you again for those who have donated already. For a while now, I've had a page of notes written up for an episode about plateaus. I've dealt with them in the past, and I'm having trouble with an enormous plateau right now. I've lost about 70 pounds, and I have somewhere around 20 more to go, and my body seems to have just thrown up a gigantic wall against losing the rest of that weight. I know this is a common thing. It seems that everyone who gets to the last stage of their weight loss experiences a big slowdown in their progress. It's so extremely frustrating. For the past 2 months or so, I have done the absolute best I have ever done with my eating, but I only lost 1 or 2 pounds. And a person doing as well as I was could conservatively lose about 1 pound per week. So that's about 8 pounds I should have lost, but I've only lost around 1. So let's talk a bit about plateaus. Number one, what is a plateau? A plateau is one of those land masses that rises above the plains and flattens out, right? Like where you'd imagine it's all grassland and buffalo are wandering around. Okay, right, well that's sort of what your weight loss chart looks like. You were going along losing weight just fine, steadily, and then suddenly it leveled off. And number two, how long does this have to happen in order for it to be called a plateau? Well, I don't think there's any set amount of time, but I want to point out that a plateau is not a 1 or 2 week thing. If you haven't lost weight for 1 or 2 weeks, that's not a plateau. That's hormones or water weight or too much salt in your system, something like that. Just the usual nonsense. A plateau is when you've been doing everything you should, but you haven't lost weight for more like a month or two, or even a longer period of time, like 6 months. As you can imagine, or maybe have already experienced, this is amazingly frustrating. It seems to defy physics, because if you're eating less calories than you use, it should be impossible not to lose weight. Next, the question is, why does this happen? It seems to me that there are two general reasons. The first is, You've let things slide, either knowingly or without realizing it. It's really easy for your food portion sizes to creep up on you. When you start your weight loss plan, you're good about cutting down how much food you eat, maybe even measuring out exact portion sizes. But over time, you start piling on a little more, or you stop measuring and just eyeball it. This happens to me with cereal. I'll measure out the amount I need, and after a while, I figure I know what that looks like, so I stop measuring. But then I start putting more and more in the bowl, until one day I realize I'm eating a lot more than I'm supposed to. Now, just doing that with cereal, for example, probably isn't enough to cause you to stop losing weight. But if you're doing it with a lot of different things, it all adds up. This is especially dangerous if you're on a plan like Weight Watchers, where you're supposed to write down everything you eat, but you stop doing that. For many people who are overweight, eating too much has been a lifelong habit, and if you stop paying really close attention, you go right back to that old habit. Another thing that falls into this category is giving yourself extra treats without counting them. This is another mindset that goes along with being an overeater, the idea that food is a reward. You've been doing well, so you decide that you deserve to have a treat. And that's certainly okay every once in a while, especially if you work it into your plan, but if you're doing it here and there without accounting for it, that can cause a problem. The same thing can happen with your exercise. You might have started out really strong with it, but over time, you've started to slack off. Maybe the novelty or the motivation you had at the beginning has worn off, and you're spending a little less time on a workout or working out a day or two less per week. Additionally, it is necessary to work yourself a little harder as you go along, because as you build strength and stamina, the exercise you were doing before no longer provides the same challenge. Each of these things aren't a huge deal on their own, but if you're eating bigger portions here and there, and giving yourself extra treats here and there, and exercising less here and there, that could easily all add up to a plateau. Also, I read somewhere recently that people will unconsciously raise their calorie intake so that it's even with what it always has been. That concept really resonated with me. And I'm sorry that I don't remember the source of that. I read so many books and health articles. It might have been from You on a Diet. The second reason for a plateau is that your body has decided to stop losing weight. Ah, this is one of the great mysteries of weight loss. I don't think that science has really figured this out at all. Actually, I don't know if any studies have even been done on it. There are a couple things to consider. Your body is very adaptable, and it adjusts to what you're doing and what you're feeding it. As it sees that it's being required to do more and more work through your exercise, and it sees that it's getting less and less fuel for that, it becomes efficient at using the fuel that it does get. I believe that it starts using less energy than it used to for easy tasks, like working on the computer, and it definitely uses less energy for the harder exercise you do. And you can see this clearly as the exercise that was once hard is now easier for you. The body really is an interesting thing. On one hand, it wants to save itself. It wants to hang on to its fat for dear life because that's the backup for the famine that might be coming up any day. And on the other hand, the body is amazing with its ability to heal itself. So you'll see in very overweight people, as soon as they make any positive change with their food and activity, the weight will just melt right off of them. But then, it seems that once you've gotten to a healthier weight, the body starts to get a little concerned and doesn't want to lose all of its weight. So this is understandable, sure, but very frustrating. And the next question is, what can you do about a plateau? The answer is, do something different. Eat different food, do different exercise. It doesn't have to be better, it just needs to be different. If you've been working on losing weight for long enough that you've come to a plateau, It's probably a really good time to change your routine anyway. You've been working hard, maybe getting bored with what you're doing, and suddenly you're not even losing weight anymore. And that's a very easy time for a person to give up. So take it as an opportunity to do something new and interesting. Get a new cookbook and learn some new recipes. Try different ethnic foods. Go to a different sandwich place. Put different ingredients in your salad. Take up a new sport, try a different class at the gym, or just use a different cardio machine at the gym. I once got over a plateau just by going to Subway a few times 1 week. And Subway isn't special, as much as they'd like you to believe they are. It's just that I hadn't been there in quite a while, and it was different food than my body was accustomed to. And yeah, it can kind of feel like sort of hard work to keep changing your food and exercise around all the time. But it really does keep things more interesting, and it prevents your body from getting too used to what you're doing. And again, don't give in to any of these "it's too hard" excuses. Weight loss is a big project, and it takes some dedication on your part. In some more extreme cases, it may be necessary to take a break from weight loss completely and let your body rest. This would apply to something like the situation I'm in right now, where I'm struggling with the last part of my weight loss, where my body is holding on with everything it has. If you give your body a bit of a rest, it might relax a bit, and then you can get back into losing weight again. Recipe time! The recipe for this episode is baked tacos. This is my own invention and I love it. It's really good for getting in your good fats, and you can customize the ingredients all you want based on what you like. So here are the ingredients. Small corn tortillas, one per taco. Three of them is a pretty good amount for a meal. When you're looking for corn tortillas, get ones without a bunch of strange additives in them. The ingredients should be basically just cornmeal and lime juice. Beans. My favorite to use are black beans. You could also use refried. When using refried beans, get ones labeled vegetarian. Otherwise, they'll have animal fat in them. Even if you're not vegetarian, there's no need to be getting extra saturated fat for no reason. Guacamole or avocado slices. Again, if you buy pre-made guacamole, make sure it's from as few ingredients as possible, mostly just avocado. Salsa or chopped tomatoes. A few sliced olives, if you want. And shredded cheese, or not. That's completely up to you. And then you can add anything else you might like. I like these tacos to be pretty simple little things, so you really don't need a ton of ingredients. And the directions are, number one, preheat the oven to 375 degrees. Two, lightly spray a baking sheet with nonstick cooking oil. Three, lay out your tortillas on the baking sheet. Four, here you can spray the tortillas with another thin layer of cooking oil, or you can lightly brush on some olive oil. 5. Pile on all of your stuff. If you're using guacamole, lay down that first and spread it around a bit, and then throw everything else on top. 6. Bake for about 7 minutes, just until the cheese melts and the tortillas start to get a little crispy. And number 7. When you pull them out of the oven, you can use a spatula to scoop them onto a plate and fold them over into a taco shape, all in one motion. And there you have baked tacos. They're yummy. And that is our episode on plateaus. This podcast has a website at realweightlosspodcast.blogspot.com. As usual, if you would like to add to any of the things I've gone over in this episode or ask me any questions, you can go to the blog and leave a comment or send me an email. I will answer your question in the next episode, or I can get back to you privately over email if you would rather I do that instead. Thanks again to everyone who has recently supported this podcast through reviews and donations, and thanks again for listening. Keep up the good work.